Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. This is an audio of my latest post from astralwings.com, a birthday present that money can't buy. It's proving to be a hot summer in Italy. Here it is usually pretty hot, but this year it's been African weather all the way. Great if you're on the beach, but for me, it doesn't go well with conscious out-of-body experiences. Sometimes having a fan blowing gently on my face helps, but not always. Today is my birthday, and I had a wonderful present, an out-of-body experience, and my favourite guy popped into a dream to give me a hug and tell me he loved me. This guide is always so full of love and wisdom. What a wonderful present. I woke up already out of body. I automatically knew I was out. It wasn't like waking up in a dream and having a lucid dream. It was totally different. I felt so free and so happy to be out once more. There's no feeling like it in the world. This time, I was in for a little bit of action and some training on focusing my mind. I was on the coast of somewhere and the town was just about to be invaded. My first thought was that it was going to be one of those experiences where I'm faced with hordes of screaming pirates, soldiers or zombies, and it's my job to stay calm and tell myself I'm invincible. However, it wasn't. There was a man who the invaders knew. He was also out of body, but he was in some sort of danger and he had to be hidden from them. Anyway, before I could stop him, he went running off where the action was. I had some photos in my hand of the man, and I had to hide the photos where the invaders would not be able to find them. So that meant I had to move away from the action and find a quiet place. Now, flying in the astral can be a long job. It isn't a very efficient way to get around. Of course, you can simply move by thinking of a place, but I've often wondered if this is as easy as it sounds, as I've tried to go places by simply thinking of them, but it hasn't always been 100% accurate. I think that maybe this has to do with how strong that thought is. Are we really focused on where we want to go? Or is it just a wispy thought mixed with other wispy thoughts and emotions, which all get a bit confused? I could see a mountain covered in snow on the horizon, and I thought it would be a great place to hide the photos. So to get there, I focused my mind on the mountain, and I used my mind to take me there. It wasn't just a thought, but more like a muscle I was using in my mind to kind of magnetically pull me to the mountain. Or was I pulling the mountain to me? A good question. There was a sense of movement of me going towards a mountain, or was that simply my interpretation of it, because that is what we are used to. We are used to starting at A and arriving at B, but what if it was the other way around and I was drawing B to me? Anyway, it was a great experience that got me thinking. And then, to really finish off this metaphysical birthday present, I had a dream where my favourite guide popped in. I was in a school and I was holding some clothes of another student. We had been having a joke around, all quite innocent. The teacher, my guide, Mr. Cooper, came over to our classroom, so I went out to talk to him. He was smiling and he knew we had been joking around with this other student. He asked me if I knew anything about the clothes. I said I had found them and handed them over, though I knew that he knew that we were all involved in the joke. He smiled and asked me how I always knew what to say. I said it must be instinct, and we laughed. Then we hugged, and he told me he loved me. It was so good to see him again. I haven't had much contact with him for a while, and there is always a wonderful feeling of wisdom and knowing in him, combined with incredible love and understanding. What a great birthday present. Thanks for listening.